echo from the towers of cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs hung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they just heard. Cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns.
Amen. All right, thank you everyone. Please be seated.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Happy, happy Sunday. All right, let's see where Brock's taking me today. Prayer. Prayer is a good place to start, right? Yeah.
Yes, we will have prayer Tuesday night. Please come.
Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Be here or be square. If you can't be here, pray with us at home. What'd you say? What'd you say? It is an old saying. I'm old. Can't, you know. Birthday buddy, don't say anything about me being old. He once told me that I'm older than Russia, I think he said. Yeah, isn't that nice of him to share with me? Yes. And he's my birthday buddy. All right. Sunday mornings, 8:45 a.m., we have the Crucified Life Study. No class next Sunday because there's a skipper in leaving town.
A few of them,
yes. So, wait a minute. Am I following you? Oh, boy. Okay. After church, we have I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. Awesome and amazing. We just did the introduction last week. Great discussion. Good book. So, we can get more books. If you're wondering, if you just want to come for the discussion, that's awesome and amazing. So get a snack. Join us in the back room right after service. We have a women's convention, Stronger Together. Let's encourage and build one another up. That is June 13th through the 15th in DeWitt, Michigan. Laurel Reed is heading that up. If you would like to go, let her know. I don't know if she knows she's leading it, but she's the one that brought it to my attention, so she's got the details. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is June 16th, 2 p.m. here at the church. Be here by 1:45. Many hands make it more fun. I'm all about fun. I don't always like to work, but the work is fun when you have fellowship. So join us, and we can be a blessing to our community. All right, 35 years. We are celebrating. This church has been here for 35 years. Our celebration will be August 17th. We will have a service here at the church, and then we will meet at the pavilion by the car wash after service with food and fun and fellowship. If you know somebody who used to attend and has not been attending, Mindy's giving me the look. Okay. For all those of us that have been here for years, There's a list that we have somewhere. I don't know where. Who does? Don? Don has it. So see Don, if there's, just to make sure that we're not forgetting, we're trying to invite anybody who's ever attended to join us in celebrating. I am in charge of a slideshow of pictures from then and now and everywhere in between. If you have pictures, please get them to me. The sooner the better, because I'm a procrastinator and it might get me to do them sooner. I am going to work on a way like of sharing. Tracy set up a drive, a Google Drive, for pictures, so I will send that out to everybody or have Brock do it. So all you have to do is email it to that or put it into that folder, or you can hand them to me. However you want to get them to me works for me. Did you want to add?
Yeah.
This mic's on. I don't know. I have another slide with the invitation on it somewhere. I don't know if it's in there.
So I had some more details for the 35th. I had promised last week to provide more information. So one thing we would like to be able to do, certainly that Sunday morning, is play some 60 to 90 second videos from you about how have you experienced God's faithfulness here. So you can either record those from your phone and get them to Brock, and we're figuring out the details of how that will work, or Brock could even record you, and then we could get it to him. Shortness is key. If they're too long, we may chop them, because let's say there's 10 of you that want to share. Well, if they're 5 minutes apiece, well, there's 50 minutes of that Sunday morning taking up time, and we think Kenny might like have some time to preach that morning, too. So shortness, 60 to 90 second personal videos of how have you experienced God's faithfulness at Family Worship Center. I know I have my own testimony with that. Linda Carmody, I know, will be providing us with a video. I don't think she'll be able to attend in person, but Martha has coordinated with her to get it. And that's very important, is the founding pastor's wife. And let's see. Bonnie talked about the photos and videos. I think try to get them by July 1st to her, so she's got time to put that together. So the celebration at the pavilion is going to be centered around fellowship and, of course, food. We hope to have the photos and videos playing on a large screen TV that's already down there. But we're not going to have any special activities planned, nothing special for the kids or for the adults. It's meant to be a time of just food and fellowship and talking with those that maybe we haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just meeting and seeing old friends. So no special activities. So just kind of keep that in mind. Food. So this morning I asked, we needed a coordinator for the food, and I was going to announce it, but then I talked to Evan and his dad, John. They're going to coordinate all aspects of, like, the potluck down there. I know, thank you. So, but we're going to need to help and support, but if they can coordinate, I think, you know, set up to clean up. They're going to make meat. I'm sure there'll be a sign-up list for food and all that kind of stuff. So thank you for offering to do that. And then the invitations, we've got invitations that will be mailed to people. I know Jan's got a list, Dawn's got a list, and that list I think will be passed around so you can add names and addresses of people that you want to see invited. So you'll probably hear some of these again, so just you don't forget. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, one more thing, sorry. I know, sorry, Bonnie. This is a little bit at Bonnie's request. So last year, the governance board put together, you can't see it obviously, but it's a list of who's maybe responsible for what within the church. Things like spring cleanup, fall cleanup, snow removal, meal coordinators, cleaning supplies, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to put this in the kitchen, and we may get one out in the narthex as well. If you see any errors on here, I mean, let me know, but this we had talked about this probably 6 months or so ago. We also have a gap for somebody to be the coordinator for interior and exterior maintenance of the building. So if that's something that you might feel you have a calling for, please see, you know, one of your governing board members. So thank you. Okay, Bonnie.
I had to sneak a snack over there. All right.
Hey, kiddos.
Whoa.
What's the next holiday coming up that we might celebrate here? Got you. Wow. What do we do as a church for 4th of July? Has anybody been on the Family Worship Center parade on the float? Yeah? Well, should we do that again this year? Yeah, I think we all need candy.
She got your attention, didn't she? Yeah. So it says Tammy has poppies for donations. Oh, I see. They're actually poppy flowers. I wasn't sure what she was getting into, but to help support our vets and families. Anyone wanting to donate, please see her. The ladies' breakfast is postponed. We will not be meeting until September. Enjoy your summer. Okay, so the 360 conference is also rescheduled, but we don't know when. Sometime in September. This is a moving up and moving out. Does anybody know what that means?
Pastor knows.
I know Pastor knows. Mindy knows. That's good that Mindy knows, because Pastor did, you know, must have taught her that. All right. So Pastor, and she listened too. That's she gets brownie points for that. Yeah, she's the only one that knew. All right. So the preschoolers are talking about the Dreamer. I wonder what that coat is. Does anybody know what that coat is? What is it? David's? Joseph's coat, the coat of many colors. And their point is, God has good plans for me. And their memory verse is Jeremiah 29:11. All right, birthday buddy, next slide. Junior church is going to learn how to live it out. And I like this because it's June and July's theme for both months, so I don't have to do, you know. But, all right, are you getting the weekly email? If not, you should be. If you are not, please let Brock know. You're missing out on all the announcements. Okay, your bulletins, your church newsletter, and prayer calendars are available in the foyer as well as online. There is no reason that you should not know what is happening in this church. In this church or in what's on our calendar, Brock does an amazing job of making sure that it's out there for us. The newsletter will answer all of your questions if you have questions about what we're doing and why we're doing it. Personally, I hate putting stuff in the newsletter. That's not my thing, but I do it, so please read it so I feel like I'm, you know, doing it for a reason. All right. Sorry, I'm talkative today. All right. Prayer cards. They're located in the foyer, in your bulletin, or in the seat back in front of you. My kids have decided that they are going to serve our church by making sure there's pencils and prayer cards in the seats in front of you, Bibles, so that be looking to see how wonderful they do that job. All right, if you have not, please check in. Text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourself into the attendance group and your children into their classrooms. Why are you giving me? Okay. All right. At the end of class, parents, please come check your kids out of class. What are you doing? This is my sermon.
Go for it.
Oh, no. All right.
I'll call you up during mine.
You can. I'll be back there doing it. All right. Is that?
I have one more thing.
Okay.
That's why I'm up here.
Will you do the prayer cards then?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to basically just stay up here. Baby wallets. If you haven't turned them in, please bring them in tomorrow, because Hannah's coming back to collect them up tomorrow morning. So baby balls are due back in, and we did a really good job so far. So just thank you all for your donations. At this time, I need a couple volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
Please, wide, get their plate.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to everybody born in June. We're celebrating with a birthday cake, and there's a list of those people on the bulletin board. And if you're born in June and your name isn't on there, let us know, because we're missing you, and we don't want to miss you. And I also wanted to make a little announcement for our upcoming picnics. So our first one is at the Towsleys on the 21st. So about 2 weeks before that, give us instructions about how you want to run it. Bringing a dish, if you're providing the meat or whatever. So if you're in charge of one of the picnics, try to think about that a couple of weeks before your date to make an announcement for us on how you're going to run that.
In my office on top of the stand next to my desk.
You don't remember when?
It's my turn now, right? Prayer request?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't have a worship order. It's been so long.
Well,
wait,
I think, yeah, I don't know.
Roseanne, are you all finished?
I'm always finished.
Thank you very much. We have two prayer requests this morning. She'll never let me live this down that I only got two, because last week she had like 10 or 12. So we have one for Mindy and I and Mom. We and Bree and Justin and the kids, we are leaving for California Tuesday night, and we'll be back the following week. So please keep us in your prayers. It's been a long time since I've been in an airplane, so not necessarily looking forward to that, but thank you for that. And then Linda Lape has a request for Carrie. Pray for wise decisions, wisdom and discernment in a relationship, and an unspoken about her house. So would you join me this morning in prayer? Father, we do come before you and praise you and thank you, because we know, Lord, that you are right here, right now, and that you hear our every prayer. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful, Lord, that the veil was rent from top to bottom, and that we can now approach the throne of grace, entering into the Holy of Holies, Lord. Praise your name. This morning, Lord, I lift to you Carrie. I pray, Lord, for wise decisions to be made. I pray that you would give her wisdom and discernment in all that she's making these decisions on, that you would bless her, Lord, with the knowledge she needs, and just surround her, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the travel mercies for Mindy and I and Mom and the family as we travel, that, Lord, you would surround us, that you would go above us and below us, to the right and to the left, to front and behind, Lord, that you would just protect us and bring us back safely. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you give us to see your creation. And we love you and we praise you. And, Lord, I pray for us as a congregation that you would open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us today, Lord. That you would speak through me and use me, Lord, right where you've placed me. We love you. We thank you. We praise you for all that's going on. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everyone, please stand as we continue to praise God and our King, Jesus. Silver moon with softer gleam.
rushing wind that art so strong. Ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou rising moon with praise rejoice, ye lights of evening find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Star with royal beauty bright. was a journey. All right. Okay. Do we remember King David? Well, most of us have heard of King David. Well, he ended up being king of Israel through quite an ordeal. God put him there. And things are going pretty good for him and the whole kingdom of Israel. And if we read in 2 Samuel 7, starting about verse 2, I'll let you read it. But he woke up one day and he thought, man, I got this pretty nice house, leaving this cedar house. And I look out and the Ark of God is in a tent. I need to do something about that. I'm going to build a house for God. I'm going to build a temple. And his spiritual advisor there, Nathan, I think, the prophet Nathan, he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. But then God intervened and said, no, not such a good idea. I've got different plans. And God's plans were, you'll have to read it, read the story. But what I got out of it is God was more interested in building the kingdom. God was more interested in his people, his church, essentially, than having a house for the ark. And so, but the temple did get built. Do we know who built the temple? Right, we say Solomon built the temple. Solomon was David's son. And God told him at that time, no, you hold off. I'm going to have Solomon, or I don't think Solomon was even born yet, but I'm going to have your son build that temple. Well, the temple turned out to be really nice. It's like three stories tall, and the stone, lots of stone for the foundation, and beautiful cedar timbers for the beams, and had cedar walls, cedar panels put up, and engravings with palm trees and I don't know what all, and even gold inlays. So this was really nice. How much of that work did Solomon do? How many of those timbers did Solomon actually cut? Probably none. So why do we say Solomon built it? In fact, the timbers is a good example. Let me read in 1 Kings 5, starting in verse 5. David says, so I intend, he's sending a message to Hiram, king of Tyre. He's in Lebanon, and that's where all this really good cedar comes from. And King Solomon says, I intend to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord said to David my father, your son whom I will set on your throne, in your place shall build the house for thy name. Now, therefore, command that cedars of Lebanon be cut for me, and my servants will join your servants, and I will pay you for your servants such wages as you set, for you know that there is no one among us who knows how to cut timber like the Sidonians. So it wasn't even Israelites cutting this timber. So again, why do we say Solomon built the temple? He was the steward. God gave him all these resources. He gave him a skill set. He gave him money. He gave him influence, even over other kings, to make this happen, or to be obedient and allow this to happen. And while we're not kings, we're not the wealthiest man in the world, we have all those same talents, all those same resources. One cool example, my boy Nathan, he did this Eagle Project, and all the Eagle Projects are the same. It's something bigger than one person can do. And chances are the Eagle Scout leading it doesn't swing a hammer, doesn't pick up a shovel. He's behind the scenes, inspiring others, influencing others, gaining help and including others. So that's our stewardship moment for the day. Our stewardship isn't necessarily by our own hands. It includes other believers. I'll finish with Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. And with that, I'll invite my helpers up to take the offering. Well, let me grab them. Damn it. All right. And we'll let Dad supervise. Will you pray with me? Father God, we do thank you for all you give us, for all the relationships you allow us to have, for the love and joy that you bring to us through other believers, by your Holy Spirit and your word. And we look forward to just sharing some of the blessings we've accumulated over the week. And we bring these tithes and offering, knowing that you'll bless them and you will encourage others, and your name will be known because we had, and we will have some small part in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Kids, you gonna come sit with me? Who said that?
My mom.
I should have known. That's my sassy kid.
My mom's saying no.
Your mom was saying no? Can we not sit up there, though? Can we sit down? That way nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets broken.
Wow, Bailey's serious.
Are you hiding from me? You should. All right. Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
All right. So I have a question. It's a really hard question. Are you ready? You got your thinking caps on? Who is here to learn today? Who is supposed to learn?
Me.
You?
Me.
Us. Is it just the kids?
Yeah.
Who else is supposed to be learning? The grown-ups. Mm-hmm. Who do the grown-ups learn from?
You.
They do. They learn from you guys. You guys. You did? That's awesome.
It was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln,
George Washington. They probably didn't have the White House then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys are absolutely right. You guys teach us every time we see you. What Lincoln?
Trusted this well.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh. Why did he do that? Oh.
His teeth came out.
His teeth came out?
Yeah.
Awesome. With what?
With
your mom. With, oh, where are they at?
I think. At our house.
Oh, they're at your house? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'm pretty sure I've lost all control of the conversation. All right. So, when you guys go to class today, I want you to put your thinking hat. You like class, don't you, Lincoln? I want you to put your listening ears, right? I want you to zip your lips, right? So you can listen to Second Link. What is that?
It's my car in my pants.
Oh, you have your car in your pants. Okay, good. Okay, all right. Hang on, just a sec, okay? So I want you to learn, and I want you to go home and share with your moms and dads and siblings and the whole neighborhood, if you can, what you've learned, okay? And I'm going to ask you next week who you shared it with. Deal?
Deal.
No. I'll hunt you down. No, I'm kidding. I'll have Carter. I know. I'm so excited you're here today.
You'll have Carter to tell you.
Carter will tell me? Okay. I'm sorry?
Okay.
Hi. All right. I figured that. All right. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, okay? Are we wiggling when we pray?
No.
No. Are our eyes open?
No.
Why do we close our eyes?
So
we don't get distracted. Yes. Why do we hold our hands still?
Because it's respectful.
Respectful. We don't want to get distracted, right?
We don't want to mess around with things.
Yes. Yes, Lincoln.
I don't want to close my eyes either.
Okay, you don't have to.
But
But you should sit still, okay? Okay, good job. Let's do this before we lose control again. All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for these precious little ones that you've blessed us with, Lord. Father, we thank you for this church family. Father, I thank you that you have called all of us into your presence this morning, Lord, that we could all learn and grow. Father, I pray that you would give us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts that are open and broken for those around us that are hurting, Lord. And I pray that you would just teach us this day. I praise you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we all said, Amen. Good job.
Come on, Kane.
Dude, I can't get up if you're getting up because I'm...
We have come together to worship, to learn, to grow, to pray, to lay our burdens down before you, to come together as the church, Lord, as your church. And Lord, I pray and thank you for the food we're about to partake in. I thank you for this congregation. I thank you that you have made us family. I pray that you would bless our time of fellowship and the classes that come after, Lord, as we continue to seek you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.